Today to highlight one of the most important advancements in how our city fights crime and keeps people safe, a major upgrade to the Real-Time Investigation Center. Unfortunately, we all know that crime happens, and when it does, we need to move fast to catch perpetrators, and ARTIC has been a game changer in helping SFPD do just that. A few weeks ago in the Excelsior, a man walked into a small business, threatened a worker, stole cash, a phone, and sped off. In the past, tracking that suspect was likely risky. It often meant a dangerous pursuit or officers losing the trail simply because the tools weren't there. Our technology did not meet the needs. That has changed. ARTIC is giving officers the tools to act quickly and safely. It brings information together, gives eyes on the ground, and supports first responders when seconds matter. So when that robbery happened in the Excelsior, ARTIC went into action. Officers working remotely, spotted the car, alerted the team on the street, and made an arrest without incident. Precise, fast, safe. This center and the work of our officers is showing real results, catching and deterring criminals. Violent crime is down to lows not seen since the 1950s. Car break-ins are at 22-year lows, and citywide crime is down 30%. It doesn't just help catch criminals either. It helps locate missing people and people in crisis. It even has supported our fire department by providing aerial views of fires or helping save dogs off the side of cliffs. The old ARTIC Center at 850 Bryant, which I saw a number of times, served our officers well, but we all know it needed a significant upgrade. It was old, crowded, and it lacked the investment it deserved. Today, I am proud to announce the new space at 315 Montgomery Street is fully renovated, open, and getting the job done. In this expanded and modernized space, ARTIC has the capacity to grow, which will strengthen its ability to protect our residents. As ARTIC supports the strong investigative work of our officers, we must continue to hire more of them so that we can fully staff our SFPD. Under my Rebuilding the Ranks initiative, SFPD has seen an over 40% increase in entry-level applications and a 230% increase in lateral applications, marking the first year with a net increase in officers since 2018. When we staff our department, officers can get out of their cars and walk our neighborhoods, building relationships with residents, merchants, and with community leaders. Now, I want to take a moment and recognize Chris Larson. His contribution to this facility has made it possible. Chris, thank you for your partnership. I also want to thank Chief Yep and all of the SFPD who do this work every single day. Because of all of you, San Francisco is a city on the rise. I also want to acknowledge everyone standing behind me today. I'm not going to go through all the names, but thank you all for your support of our sheriffs, our fire, our public safety officials. As mayor, I say this every day. My job is to create the conditions for our city to succeed. For the last year, we've made progress making our streets safer and cleaner. Now, businesses are coming back downtown. Tourists are visiting our city again, and our economy is recovering. I used to work one block away from here for 10 years, and it used to be bustling, and then it was not. And then this morning, walking the streets, I was like, it's happening again downtown, and I'm so fired up about it. That's what I promised our residents when they elected me, and it's what we are delivering. With SFPD and ARTIC, we will continue this work to make San Francisco once again the greatest city in the world Let's go San Francisco. And now, Chief Paul Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today. We are here for an exciting and momentous occasion. Today, we are announcing the Real-Time Investigation Center is fully operational, so we can applause for that. This took over a year of hard work and partnerships from the people you see here today. It didn't always look like this. Many of you saw our humble beginnings at the Hall of Justice, where the power would unexpectedly go out, and we barely had cell phone service. We truly have come a long way. Today, I'm proud to say that the San Francisco Police Department is a national leader in law enforcement technology, and we will continue to innovate, to expand on this work, to ensure San Francisco is the safest city in the country. Before I continue, I want to thank some people who made this possible. Thank you, Mayor Daniel Lurie, for continuing to make public safety your top priority and for your leadership in this effort. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Chris Larson, whose generosity made this all possible. Mr. Larson, we are truly grateful to you and the Police Community Foundation for your assistance, and we will do everything within our power to continue to make San Francisco safe and thriving. Thank you to our leadership at the Arctic, Deputy Chief Mark M., Commander Tom McGuire, Captain Steve Jonas, Lieutenant Scott Ryan, and all our hardworking members who do this work every day. Thank you to our public safety partners, our public safety team. It's Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, Fire Chief Dean Crispin, and our District Attorney, Brooke Jenkins. Thank you for your assistance. And thank you everyone here, including our law enforcement technology partners who built the innovative tools that are leading us into the future of policing, including Flock Safety, Skydio, Peregrine, Safe City Connect, and Constant Technologies, to name just a few. Today, we are showing you the inside nerve center of the San Francisco Police Department, but the real results are happening out on the streets with our rank and file. We're using an increasing number of drones to respond to calls, giving our officers valuable information before they even arrive on scene. We have over 400 Flock ALPR cameras that alert us anytime suspect vehicles drive by, so we can stop crews of criminals from wreaking havoc in our city. Our growing network of cameras that are part of our public and private partnerships provide valuable evidence to solve crime and catch suspects in real time. Since we first launched, the Arctic has assisted in over 800 arrests. Over 800 arrests. These include retail theft suspects, auto burglary crews, homicide suspects, and everything in between. While crime has been going down nationally, it has taken a much sharper turn here in San Francisco over the last 2 years. We know that our strategic arrests from our officers and assistance from the Arctic are having a major, major impact on crime. To my right here, you'll see the astounding figures. Auto burglaries down 75% in the last 2 years. Part one crime down 47% in the last 2 years. And this year, we're on pace to have the lowest number of homicides in 70 years. This has been a team effort across every unit in the department. And with the right tools, our officers have shown that they are the best of the best. You can see video of officers making those arrests as these communicate with our Arctic. The results we've achieved here have been stunning. San Francisco, 2 years ago, was in the dark ages when it came to police technology. San Francisco is now back in its rightful place, leading the nation in technology innovation. We know that technology moves quickly, and we will constantly be looking at new ways to innovate and increase public safety. The San Francisco Police Department will also hold true to the values of our city. We will have strong policies in place to ensure we protect privacy and civil liberties. As San Francisco continues its comeback, and we welcome the Super Bowl and other major events, our officers will be working hard to protect this city, the city we love. And they will have the tools to do it. Now it's my pleasure and honor to introduce Mr. Chris Larson.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I wanted to thank Mayor Lurie for his laser focus on public safety. He's been nothing but consistent on that issue, and we're clearly seeing the results of that leadership. Also wanted to thank Chief Yep for stepping up to lead the department and for promoting such a talented command staff. Also want to thank Mike Moritz and the Crankstart Foundation for their support in helping to fund this project and for the host of other things that they do to make San Francisco a better city. I also do want to call out Vernado, the owner of the building. They were incredibly flexible in helping us design a 24/7 facility, which is not typical for an office building. So look, I think we all know that, you know, we can't be a world innovation center, we can't be the number one tourist attraction unless we get the basics right, unless people feel safe. And that's why we founded the San Francisco Police Community Foundation, which has now awarded grants to all 10 precincts to help boost morale and to help foster a positive community engagement. And of course, it's why we donated to help this real-time investigation center, or ARTIC. As mentioned before, ARTIC enables police to solve crimes in real time rather than after the fact, by providing them with the innovative tools such as drones, automated license plate readers, real-time video, and the data technology to bring it all together. ARTIC did not happen by accident, but through the thoughtful planning and tireless work of Commander Tom McGuire, Lieutenant Scott Ryan, among others, working with some of the world's best technology companies, including Flock Safety, Skydio, Peregrine. I should point out that those companies I just mentioned, those are companies that compete fiercely against each other, but their CEOs and their teams put aside those rivalries to make sure that San Francisco got the best system possible. And it's showing. Crime stats, as we can see here, continue to improve across the board. And as importantly, the word is out among these organized criminal gangs that if you commit a crime in San Francisco, you're going to get caught. That's actually what they're saying these days. So I actually believe that when you look at what we have here, this can actually be a national role model for utilizing these technologies in the right way, especially if we continue to strike the right balance between public safety, civil rights, and privacy goals, something San Franciscans are always focused on. In other words, I just cannot be more bullish about San Francisco and its future. So again, I want to thank everybody here. And then I want to invite our awesome Sheriff of San Francisco to come up and make some remarks as well. Thank you.
Good morning. I think it's very fitting that, I'm really fired up. I think it's really fitting that the mayor offers up as motivation that San Francisco is on the rise. And what we're looking at here is the ability to rise up and protect people from above with the technology and the innovation that is provided by ARTIC. I'm happy to be a public safety partner here. I have deputies who are FAA certified UAV pilots with no home, and I'm offering them up to police command as a part of the solution to our problems here in San Francisco with the use and innovation and technology. We have an air squadron who does not have a home, and the expansion of the services and the logistics and all of the technology that we have here right behind you on the walls and in the desks and with the staffing only speaks to being able to keep people safer. And the expansion of these resources allows for us to increase our collaboration with the police department, increase our collaboration with our public safety partners. The support wouldn't be possible without the legislation provided, the work of our legislators. We have Board of Supervisor members here, Supervisor Steve Sherrill, and our newest supervisor, Supervisor Alan Wong, who are supportive of our efforts with legislation and with their representation of their constituents. The people want to be safe. We are here to provide that safety, and our ability to do it from above is something that is key to making sure that we support our staff members on the ground, because when it comes down to it, public safety isn't just about making sure people feel safe. It's about those connections on the ground also to make sure we have people. And as was mentioned by the mayor earlier, our increases in people who are interested in becoming peace officers, are of people who are interested in being a part of the solution, represented by private-public partnerships, are key to making sure our community is safe. And one of the people that help keep our community safe is Fire Chief Dean Crispin, who I'd like to introduce right now.
Good morning, everybody. This is very exciting. I would first of all like to thank Mayor Daniel Lurie for fostering a spirit of collaboration amongst departments. This new center here is a manifestation of that, and it's amazing to see and very exciting for our city. You know, this technology has ideally been suited for crime prevention and crime suppression. However, the fire department has used this in many instances. In fact, we've used it at two greater alarms already, one at Larkin and Washington and one on the 1,000 block of Montgomery recently, where we're able to put a drone up and actually visualize the fire and where it's traveling and identify any heat sources that are in the attic space or hidden spaces so we can extinguish the fire. We've taken that a step further, and we're building these plans into our disaster plan. So should we have an earthquake, we can send one of our members to this location, and they can view the videos with the use of the drones and identify whether our streets are passable and the ability to use our critical facilities in the city. So it's very valuable. And finally, I'd like to identify on the 4th of July, a drone was placed in the air, a police drone from Station 18 at 32nd and Ortega, and it was utilized to identify an anchor point and to identify a dog that was trapped on the cliffs, Land's End over there. So it was a beautiful thing to see because it allowed our members to see an angle of viewpoint that they were not normally able to use. And our members from Station 19 performed admirably and technically to rescue that dog. In fact, the footage from the drone even captured the reunification of Zeke with its owner at the end with the big hug and kiss. So thank you, everybody. Thank you to all of our public safety partners. It's an honor to work with you. Michelle Gaddis, Jen Huber, I see you over here. DEM and City Attorney's Office, thank you all for all your support and all the members here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Crispin. I appreciate everybody, and I also just want to once again acknowledge everybody in this room because it is a total team effort. And Supervisor Wong, thank you for your support. Supervisor Sherrill, thank you for your support and for being here today. With that, we'll take a few questions.
Sure. I'm not going to go over the policies, but just be assured that we have not only policy, but, you know, privacy is just, let me just say this. It's our San Francisco values. It's the values of the police department. You know, glad to provide you the policies, but that is what we look at before we even launch a drone or use cameras. We take that very seriously, and we will continue to do so. So. Thanks.
Chief, with the department currently still understaffed, if you could talk about how this augments the existing staff you have, how it fits into that picture, and then what it could mean when and if you are able to get the full staff.
Sure. So let's acknowledge that we do have a staffing shortage of roughly 500 officers. So this does not replace the rank and file. They work hard every day, but this just augments our ability to be crime fighters in San Francisco. So this technology is just, we leverage it to our advantage, and it is a game changer. You know, it's incredible that crime stats are down the way they are with a department that's 500 officers short, And this technology that we talked about today is just essential reason why this is happening. So we need to continue on this progress to make San Francisco safe. So on both fronts, we need to hire more, and we need to leverage this technology as we have been doing. So thank you for that question.
Can I also just add, Christian, we had a public safety meeting in Soma a couple nights ago with the sheriff and the police chief and Supervisor Dorsey, and we still need more officers out walking the beat, getting to know the business owners, small business owners, who repeatedly ask us to see more officers in the Mission, out on Ocean Avenue, here downtown. So we need more officers just able to be walking the beat.
Thanks for that question. Listen, the private-public partnership is so important. This is a prime example, what you're seeing here today, of private and public partnerships. I often say this, public safety is a team sport, and our private sector is part of the team, and we need to work together. And all of us working together will make this the safest city in the nation.
Outside the fact that this is a new location, the old location uninterrupted power and limited cell service, are there upgrades to the computers, software behind us here? Or is it just a new location with the same equipment that was moved here from the old location?
Can you repeat that question?
So you had this similar technology at the old location. Did you just move it to this new location? And so the upgrade is it's a new location with reliable power and cell service, or are there upgrades to the piece of equipment behind us?
So Commander McGuire has been part of this solution from the beginning, from the Hall of Justice here, so I'm going to let him go ahead and tackle this question.
Good morning, everybody. To answer your question, everything that you see here is all brand new. Everything at the Hall of Justice was very antiquated, from infrastructure to equipment and software. Everything here is brand new, all computers, gaming chairs, video wall, everything's upgraded and state of the art.